Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jackie Mason roams 57th Street in New York City just to be, you know, so you know it's Jackie Mason.
Right, yeah. Yep. He likes
Rob
to be seen.
Him one time. Absolutely.
So I stop the bus, I come out, I go, Mr. Mason, can I take a picture? He goes, are you Sicilian? I go, no, I'm Italian. He goes, okay, I'll take a picture, but just don't throw me in the trunk of your car.
Sexual exploration.
Your palm compression is getting better as the story goes.
I never sat around.
It's the way you're holding your mouth.
In my early 20s with my boys and said, hey, we're bored. Let's throw out names and then do that while we're all hanging out in the same room.
Hey, Chad, drab t-shirt. Let's turn the lights off. Shall we take the lights off right now and maybe try to do it simultaneously?
Where's Adrian then?
You guys are doing a pretty good job articulating this, but I'm trying to figure out what's freaking you out about Tut.
Okay,
well, you've heard his promos. A lot of times when he talks, he sounds threatening. Even if he's saying something nice.
Like, he's the captain now.
It took me at least 10 minutes to coach him down to that level of aggression.
So
I don't understand. But I'm trying to.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. Let me take this opportunity before we get to the phones to say a very happy anniversary to my lovely bride, Carla. 9 years today. I'm only doing that now. I was going to do it later in the show, but I see that Dirk Vastrick is on the line, and he would like to mention it before me. And there you go, Dirk. If you were going to do that, we'll get to you in a second. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Mary in Richmond, Virginia. Mary, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Happy anniversary and other guys.
Hi.
At work, so I'm having I have to talk quietly, but I'm very high energy. I just want you to know I'm high energy. And because I like, you like to bring the energy to the call.
I totally understand. And clarifying. I love people that are smart enough like you, Mary, to explain what's going on. Because behind the scenes, we've had another one of those mornings that stress me out. But thank you for your kindness. And what can we do for you, Mary, since you're at work?
We'll speak quietly. I just wanted to call and tell you, Mike, what incredible joy I got out of watching that Paul Flart or whatever is.
Paul Flart, video. You got it right.
And I subsequently talked about how a lot of women didn't get it. I'm 64 years old, and I laughed until I cried every single time.
That's great.
I made my kids watch it. I made my husband watch it. I made my coworker watch it. I just died laughing.
Did you ever get hold of that guy?
I messaged him, Mike. I even kicked in $5 to his Patreon.
Oh, really?
And not a thank you.
How's he doing on his
ingrate.
Patreon?
I was
ingrate.
Mike, I think I was the third person to contribute, so not great.
Maybe it's just me. Mary, God bless you, and batten down the hatches for all the rain we're going to get this weekend.
Hang tough.
Yes, I know. We're a little anxious, but it looks like it's going to be worse south of us, so we're holding our own.
You're a great first caller. Thank you, Mary.
Have a
great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Okay? Love you
so
much.
Thank you.
Right. Love you, too. Let's go to Eric in Winchester, Virginia. Hello, Eric. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. It's back. Yay.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Eric. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you guys are getting your wardrobe ready for next week's YouTube broadcast, since a few weeks ago, Mike, you mentioned that once you hit 5,000 subscribers, you're going to start dressing nicer. You're currently at 4,998.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You mean as far as the YouTube channel?
Talk about growth.
All right.
Yes,
the good news,
your
Eric,
YouTube subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Eric, here's the good news. I'm going back to Florida, where I got more of my school clothes.
More wicking material.
Yes.
And wicking material is what I wear down there, but I'm going to make an effort to dress better. Right up here in Maine, I have a closet full of crap. I don't know what I do up here, but I go into Rennie's, which is the main store, and I buy like ugly plaid.
I remember that album when you recorded and released that album, Mike. Mike O'Mara's right. Closet full of crap.
You've got a lot of lumberjack flannels.
Yes.
A lot of lumberjack flannels. LJFs. And it's been, here's my problem up here, Eric. I have purchased clothing for Maine that's for chilly weather. And it's been 85 degrees every day up here. It's why we're getting monster hurricanes. Now, the planet's burning up. Down in Florida, at least my school clothes in Florida are more conducive to... No, that's not true. I wear T-shirts down there because it's hot. So
and you wear Crocs.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll wear a series of hats.
No, what you need, Mike, is a dickie. That gives the impression that you're wearing a tie.
If you could be born back in the days of Ben Franklin and Yale, that's what you, a dickie.
Thank you for the update. 5,000 is a big number.
That is a wonderful. Thank you, Eric. We'll try to dress better. Let's go to a caller in the Pacific Northwest. I'm not sure who this may be. Hello, caller.
Well, since you already took the wedding anniversary away from me, let me be the first to say, safe travels this weekend.
Thank you, Dirk.
Stole your thunder, huh?
Yeah, Dirk, I know you were calling about. Dirk gave us a wedding anniversary present because he's so beautifully generous, and then he gave my wife a birthday present. And you know, Dirk's like, I'd like to point out a real salient fact here.
Yes,
that Dirk Vastrick is older than me, but he is waiting for me to die.
Yeah,
that is what is happening.
A virile man, Dirk
Vastrick. A very virile man. Very, very. I think he's up in the Horny Bob Spiewak range as far as awareness of female participation on social media.
And yes, I'll point out the fact Dirk not only virile and young for his years, but also married. Hi, Dirk.
Well, since you went there, of course, you know why I'm calling is because I have an anniversary poem for you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, from Spokane, Washington, the one, the only, a member of the Mike O'Mara Show Listener Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Mr. Dirk Vastrick with his poem of the week. Yes, go ahead, Dirk.
Your marriage is more beautiful than the sight of a snow-capped valley. It is more enchanting than the mesmerizing tale of a fairy. Your marriage is more inspiring than a story of success. It is so much more motivating than a book explaining happiness. Your marriage is so stunning as you are a lovely pair. I wish that you have many more happy years to share.
That's a lie.
But if somehow that is not to be,
here we go.
I shall stand there, Carla, for thee.
Thank you, Dirk. Thank you. What was that end there? You kind of trailed off there at the end. What was that one?
I think that he probably could have gone with a stronger ending, but it's hard to find something that rhymes with pallbearer.
Thank you. I'm glad that brought you great joy, Dirk.
Have a off to bed now.
Thank you. God bless you. Off to bed.
Yeah, he's been up all night.
Let's go to Al. Al's in Concord, Massachusetts.
Hi, Al.
I think
Hello,
I know Al.
Al.
Hi, Al.
Last week now I got a call waiting. I have to.
Don't worry about them. You're on the radio. You're on the air.
You're on the air now, Al.
Mow along, sir.
Oh, yeah. Last week I was really trying to get through. I waited 45 minutes and nothing happened.
But we had some major technical issues.
What do you want?
That reminded me about Phil D in Greenfield. Did you ever hear about, did you ever listen to him?
No, I didn't, Al. No.
Oh, well, besides the silly stuff, before 9/11, I actually made a delivery to the Marriott that Sunday before. And then I was all day Sunday. I was tired and I slept right on Vesey Street. I was just
Al, we were getting some interference,
sir,
there.
You know you're on the show right now. You're not just talking to Pony.
Or yourself.
Yeah. Before 9/11, I slept on
Vesey Street. No. Yeah, slept on Vesey Street, I heard.
We heard that. What's your... Look, I'm trying to be nice here, but I have to tell you.
Do you remember, Al? Oscar, I think you should calm down a little bit. Do you remember Al?
Who's Al?
Al was a caller a few weeks ago that is a traveling guy that doesn't have a fixed address.
Doesn't he collect scrap metals?
Yes, he's great. He collects scrap metal.
Scrap metal, contra dancer.
Al.
Printing industry, courier.
Oh, do you recycle?
Yeah. I could have taken those radiators if you
Oh, look at you. Well, what's copper going for these days at the scrapyard?
Under $2.
Is that good or bad?
$2 a what?
A pound.
I see.
Very good. Go ahead. What else can we do for you, Al?
Oh, great show.
Thank you.
I was remembering about 9/11.
Yeah, and the courier in Vesey Street slept
all right,
there.
Very good. Yep. Well, you know what, Al? Take care. It's good hearing from you. And call anytime, okay, Al?
Okay, I'll call back in a minute.
Yeah, call back in a minute.
Yeah, 1 minute, 60 seconds.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dawn in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dawn, home of Las Vegas, Nevada, where we will be a couple of months from now.
That's
We're
right.
very excited Woo! About that.
Who's losing weight? Nobody.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
I am. I'm losing weight.
No.
Hey, how are you?
Not after yesterday. Thank you, Tim Hortons. Dawn, what can we do for you?
I'm excited to meet you guys. I've never met you guys, and I'm excited that you're coming to my hometown. I get to meet you.
That's wonderful. Are you going to be at the murder mystery show the night before or the night after our show?
Well, I got paid last night, so probably, I can pay for tickets now.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
come and bring a couple friends. You don't want to miss the murder mystery show. It's awesome.
Yeah, we need to fill that theater. We're 50% filled, and we want to get a sellout for those
bring
guys.
Bring your girlfriends with loose morals.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, kinda
over, we kind of oversold the fact that we'd sell somebody besides us.
They're teachers.
Teachers.
I'm so sorry. I'll take that all back. Teachers can be hot and naughty.
No. Let me tell you about teachers. Teachers are the finest people in our listening audience. Teachers are the greatest people. And I'm not saying that because I'm running for office. I'm saying that I love teachers. Linda Herr, who came up and we had lunch with a listener because she is so much fun and she's a teacher. And she brought a teacher friend of hers. Mm-hmm. They were so nice to my child. We've partied with a couple of teachers this year up in Maine. Teachers are fantastic. One of my best friends, Michael Colburn, even though he was director of the President's Own, he is now what would be described as a teacher.
Yes.
He is a music Woo-hoo! Teacher now. He's fabulous. One of the guys I play golf with is a teacher. I love teachers.
Mike, as a tribute, will you please do the famous Nick Nolte line about teachers?
I'm a teacher.
Thank you. Dawn, come out and see us, okay?
Do it.
Of course.
God bless. Let's get our stock tip of the day,
ladies and gentlemen.
Time for our stock tip of the day on Wide Open Wednesday. It's back and better than ever. We go to Muhammad, who is calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Mo, what is today's stock tip?
Teva Pharmaceutical, ticker TEVA.
Teza, not to be confused with Tesla.
Stock tip of the day.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you. By the way, Oscar, stock discussion with you, Ray.
Yes.
What the hell is with that guy at Tesla?
Elon Musk.
What is
smoking blunts with Joe Rogan?
That's pretty. That's pretty scary. That is pretty scary stuff. That he's kind of wigged out a little bit, hasn't he?
This is what Steve Jobs should have done, and that would have humanized him if he would have just had a small fall from grace outside of just disowning his daughter for over a decade.
Right.
Well, I'm asking a specific stock question because I'm not sure Steve Jobs would have liked to see his stock prices fall 22% in a day.
Mike, the company will outlast the CEO.
Okay.
I'll say this. When an accounting officer in the C-suite leaves after a month, that's a red flag.
Okay. Very good.
Got the hotel, Carrie wanted to stay in the C-suite.
That was very popular, your living arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki K, we'll talk about her later.
All the way.
Kiki K was very offended that Oscar and I made your living arrangements sound dirty.
I love sleeping with strangers.
I love it. I enjoy it. I don't understand why Mike Timmerson's is so long. Shut up, Kiki!
Like my body?
Thank you.
I like that somebody wrote Kiki K all the way.
Yeah, all the way with Kiki K. Yeah.
I wrote something about, funny. Remember, when you're trying to be funny, it's all about Kiki K.
Always has been.
Let's go to Joel in Richmond, Virginia. Hello, Joel.
Well, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Joel.
Were you just firing an anti-aircraft gun before we, when we picked up the phone? Just kind of curious.
I was actually connecting my headset to make sure that I wasn't
talking to the phone, dude. All right, yes, go ahead. Yes, what?
All right, so it just dawned on me. Toddy,
hot toddy. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pause this call for just a second, Joel. You plugged in a headset. Is there a chance you could maybe disconnect that and speak into the phone like a normal human being?
Yeah, break the law.
Hey,
yes.
You know what? I can absolutely do that.
That'd be wonderful. That's I'd right. like to hear you better because I know you're bringing up one of my favorite interns, Toddy, and I want to hear your call. So,
oh my God!
If you wouldn't mind doing that, we had really a
situation with Toddy yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Apparently, Toddy's internship has a very indiscriminate ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, Joel. Are you better now? Oh,
Joel,
is this better?
Oh my yes. God!
Oh,
yes.
World's better.
10,000%. What can we do for you, Joel?
Okay. So it just dawned on me that Toddy has the vocal qualities of Ray Romano. It's too bad that Mike couldn't coach him up to Ray Romano status.
Well, you know, Oscar says Toddy, there might be an issue with Toddy, so we have to be very careful about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, with my comedy vein, now you're getting me nervous. But you know what? He does have a bit of a deep voice, you know?
Yes. Hey. Well, I'm the captain like now.
He's got the rounded back of the throat thing going.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Hey, way to identify it, Joel. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Very
it's
specific.
The rounded back of the throat. It's the way. Hey, how are you? I don't know. Hey, Robert.
Yes, hey. He does. You're absolutely right.
Hello, Raven. I use the applicator.
One of my favorite low-budget Jeopardies ever. Right. I think it was one of your most exhausting. But
do you want to talk about Toddy now or later? Because we got a ton of calls right now.
It's fun. It's not bad. He's safe. He's happy. He's
and
healthy.
There was a very weird beginning to it. We both have stories to tell.
Now, this is either Brian from the Adirondacks or Brian Adirondack, which would be a great DJ name. Hey, it's Brian Adirondack with you. Are you calling from the Adirondacks, Brian?
Yes, actually, I am in the Adirondacks. Sitting on a dock on Blue Mountain Lake, taking a little vacation.
What kind of chair are you sitting in?
I don't know. I keep asking people because I see them all over the place.
Yeah, but, comfortable though, right?
Look like
that's
like
a funny. That's a good line. Okay, you know, being up in New England and being in Maine and being around this all that is what kind of chair are you sitting in? That is funny. That's worth like he gets like 6 extra months every time he does something like so he'll never be fired because of that. No one will do that.
There is no one that
would ever be able to replace that. What kind of chair? I'll be laughing. I will be laughing about that for 3 more weeks. I will be just sitting there and remember when Rob said that to the guy.
I'm going to remind you of it in 5.5 months because I still got 2 weeks left. 2 weeks.
Brian, what can we do for you in your chair?
Chair.
Go ahead, Brian. What can we do for you?
I got a question for Rob.
Shoot.
So I want to hear about his destination wedding and see how it was.
The wedding itself was beautiful. Very classy. They had it at the nicest place on Rehoboth Beach. I think it was called the Atlantic Club on the boardwalk. Beautiful
it's
dinner.
A swingers club.
It was a swingers club, but you could tell because it's the only hotel that has white rocks out in front.
It's very exciting.
Crab cake and filet mignon. Thank you.
Oh, that's yummy.
It's a great place. I haven't been there in many years. We used to go there every year, but you can't make a stop there without the Thrasher fries.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Brian, can I ask you a question about where you are? Are there decent golf courses up there?
Yeah, there's golf courses all over the place. There's one down by Old Forge, the Fendora. Okay. I'm not a golfer, but I know a lot of people come up here for golfing vacations.
No, after I spend a summer with my family, I'm always looking for other places where I might want to spend summers for the rest of my life.
Adirondacks? I feel like a rube. I should know this.
Adirondacks are on the other side. They're up. If you crossed from the Adirondacks, you would go into the Green Mountains of Vermont. You would, and you would have Lake Champlain between you.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. That's
it's
upstate New York. Yeah. The Adirondacks are upstate New York. I hope I'm right about this. This is the one where I'll get 9 emails.
Mike, if you really want to be specific.
Near
the
Poconos?
I think so.
The Finger Lakes?
We used to bring computers into the studio.
I'm asking you fellas.
I know. You know, we have to take
tell
a break.
Tell me about America.
Let's. Will you tell all the callers to stay on the line, please?
Babysit the callers, please.
It's 1-888-920-MORE, and we will take more of your calls coming back. And now, Rob, you can actually start the show because it's a successful Wide Open Wednesday. S-A-D!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, gentlemen, let's discuss the prospect of ending the war tonight. So the way I see it, Since Hitler's death or possible rescue rests solely on my reaction, if I do nothing, it's as if I'm causing his death even more than yourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
I guess so.
How about you, Yudovich?
I guess so, too. Gentlemen, I have no intention of killing Hitler and killing Goebbels and killing Goering and killing Bormann, not to mention winning the war single-handedly for the Allies, only later to find myself standing before a Jewish tribunal. If you want to win the war tonight, we have to make a deal.
What kind of deal?
The kind you wouldn't have the authority to make. However, I'm sure this mission of yours has a commanding officer. A general. I'm betting for OSS would be my guess. Ooh, that's a bingo. Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Bingo! How fun!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
I'll tell you something. There have been a lot of slimy Nazis in the movies over the years, but that's the slimiest Nazi.
He is.
We waited till like 2017 to get that slimy Nazi in Inglourious Basterds. Christopher Waltz, that guy, I can watch him forever.
He's great.
He is a great actor. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or Timos to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you, especially today. Wide open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone is low credit, preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing or consolidating debt? If so, don't worry, because there is an answer. And if you get that answer, you know what you're going to say? I'll tell you what you're going to say.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
You need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and quick online mortgage firms really won't work with ye. But Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making less money and loosening guidelines to compete much more aggressively. So even if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or a refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560.
Oh, that's a bingo.
Yes, it is. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone First can do it, if they can't do it, nobody can. Can do it, can, can't. Can.
That's a bingo.
Call Cornerstone right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. They're the best. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you. It is Wide Open Wednesday. The lines are open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
You are exactly right. The Adirondack Mountains are in northeastern New York.
Northeastern New York. When we were at the Colburn's house, just outside of Burlington, Vermont, we looked across Lake Champlain, and on the other side was New York State and the Adirondack
Mountains. You saw Mount Marcy.
West of the Ozarks?
Boy, everybody's been waiting for about
East of the Ozarks.
Let's go to Jeff in Charlotte, who's probably getting ready for Hurricane Florence. Jeff, what can we do for you, my friend?
I just wanted to say I hope everyone is safe this weekend in the Carolinas, and we're probably going to lose power, so you better buy the bonus show now and
That's a good point.
Listen to the bonus show all weekend.
Let me explain to you why Jeff is, in my humble opinion, a perfect listener. This is someone calling on our Wide Open Wednesday feature, which helps the show, supports the show. He is in the path, not of necessarily the high winds as much as the coastal areas of the Carolinas, but he's definitely in the rain zone.
Sure.
And he's calling to ask people to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. That is a selfless individual.
Good guy.
You, Jeff, you are going to heaven. What do you think of that?
Probably not.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to Kevin in Sacramento. Kevin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad. I have a lot of things to cover since last Wide Open Wednesday kind of, well, didn't work, sadly.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Oh, no. Hey.
Yes.
There's a lot to cover in this phone call now.
Moving forward, sir. Go ahead.
All right, preamble. Kevin, what can we do for you?
So, Mike, I have a TV show recommendation for you on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called BoJack Horseman.
We talked about it on the bonus show, actually.
We did talk about it on the bonus show, and a couple of people have emailed me about that. That's definitely on the list. We are still in the middle of our obsession. We have moved off of the Netflix because the season 2 that was loaded for Netflix is going to expire. We've watched all of them. We have now moved into the zone of DirecTV, and we are beginning to watch the most recent episode with our Oxygen network and watching those. And by the way, Oxygen on demand was fantastic. What a wonderful treat when I popped on Oxygen on Demand on DirecTV and it edited out the commercials for me on that particular count. And it's just, you know, they don't have Yolanda anymore, the red haired lady, the Marg Helgenberger character, but they've got, no, I don't think she's passed away, Rob.
That's good.
But it was really, it was wonderful. What is it? It's BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
Yeah, it's BoJack Horseman. It's an animated series, but it's definitely not for kids.
Oh, okay. So it's like Family Guy?
More adult than that.
Edgier.
Oh, any
edgier than that?
Animated sex?
Well, it's Netflix, so they don't have to edit it, you know, for TV censorship.
All right, I'll check it out. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Kevin. No. Let's go to our good friend, Ronique, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Ronique, how are you?
Ronique! See it.
What?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Is that a little? Did I hear a little baby, Ronique?
Yeah, that's my little son. Say good morning, TMOS.
Good morning, TMOS.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That made my day. That's a great call. No, what's your son's name, Ronique?
His name is Braxton Ransom.
Braxton, what a cool
great name. How old is he?
Thank you. How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing, gentlemen? You guys ready for Vegas?
Yeah, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going on touching my toes.
We are ready for Vegas. And Braxton Ransom sounds like he's not your son. He sounds like he should have his own crime true detective show.
Yes.
On one of the major names. It's Braxton Ransom.
He could replace Yolanda.
You know what? Hey, he almost made me call him a name like Julia Jellybean because he's a little conniving little boy.
Now, Ronique, how old is he?
He is 4.
Oh, so he's old enough to cause a little trouble.
Yeah, oh man, beyond. I mean, I woke up one day and he was he had basically lotion all over the freaking floor. I was like, "What are you doing, man?" So,
did you beat him?
Anyway, he's scared of flies right now, so he's running away from flies.
Well,
I don't know why.
Ronique, I got to tell you, we are so excited about coming out to Vegas and hope you're coming to the Murder Mystery. That's the latest show that people were clamoring for a second show.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin Joe's name came up with their Murder Mystery, and they're bringing it out to Las Vegas. We're going to have 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel on in the next couple of weeks to talk about the Murder Mystery. You got your Joe Robinson, you got your Rob Mayer.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Rob, Oscar, and I are going to be out there. It's going to be fantastic.
We all have roles in it. It's going to be fun.
What's beautiful about the show is when it ends, we're all going to go out and have a great time.
Exactly.
We're going to have a fantastic time.
If we can find a place that's open. I don't know what closing time is in Las Vegas.
Thank you, Ronnie. And Braxton, right, baby guys, Braxton, wonderful guy. Give him a big hug and a kiss for us. And
action.
Did you notice that I noticed Oscar, remember I was talking about doing the thing where Oscar takes some people out, and you take some people out, and I take some people out, and Oscar's kind of shutting that down. I see him say, "Nope, we're all set. We're not doing anything. We're not doing anything extra." I saw that. Have you kind of made that editorial decision that we're not going to do like the golf,
the value add,
like, the evening, and the
only person that was pushing for a round of golf was you. to clarify.
Yeah, but I mean, we definitely have a super VIP package if people wanted to do that.
Yeah, I believe
if and we'd like if people, talk people about would like show, to go out with you.
Show business on the air. I believe we take care of what's in front of us right away before talking about what else might be beyond us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm totally down with that, yeah. But it seemed like you were kind of, you know, pushing it aside with on one of those threads.
I'd like to sell out the second show before we're talking about.
I never got the, impression that he was putting it aside. No, I think he was just changing just
not a priority.
Right. I am not averse to doing it. That's what I'm saying with the VIP.
Oh, you've made that clear.
During the day, you know, it's golf is golf for me. Yeah. I don't care about
you do it anyway.
Let me ask you a question. So with the murder mystery, how are we doing? What do we need to
do? We're 50% sold out. That's okay. Not good enough to talk
that's
about.
That's not
anything
good enough
else.
For our audience. Yeah, no, that's not good. No. You guys, we have a second show.
We sold
we're
out the
these guys
first
out.
Show in friggin' 36
hours.
Roughly 36 hours.
Yeah, so.
So I put this on Rob and Joe.
I do too.
You know what? There you go. Mike, man after my own heart. Thank you.
Mike, what do you suppose Joe call? Robinson would say about
I've
that?
I've got half an hour to kill or 20 minutes, so.
All right, let's go to Ben.
I'm going to get by a hurricane. You and I wish him the best.
What's going on
here? Are we joining a call already in progress?
Are we talking to a call in progress?
What's, radio file. Radio
we got a Ben in sorry. Santa Cruz.
I'm so sorry, guys. I missed the lead-in. Good morning. Hey, we just called from California to hope you're all okay when that hurricane hits.
That was nice of you, Ben.
Very well, kind. We're, you know, I'm in Maine, so, I mean, I'm not exactly in the path of it. And the
we're
going to
get some rain.
We're in the
boys
Adirondack.
Are in D.C., so are you talking to our Carolina listeners? Is that who you're speaking to, Ben?
Yes, sir. We're speaking to all of your listeners around the great nation. And also, I'm the guy that works at Martinelli Sparkling Cider. We're going to send you some more treats.
Oh, fantastic. Thank
Please.
You.
Please.
That's very nice.
I'm a Rob Mobber. I'm a Rob Mobber, Mike.
Yeah, there you go, Rob. There you go.
Cheers, sir. Next time, like keep it to yourself. You know what? Let's have a new policy, Ben. Let's keep that like a secret organization.
I'm sorry. Just like Cat 18.
Hey, here's a question for you, Ben. How much blow have you done today?
A lot. It's wicked good out here in California.
Okay.
He's all over the place. I'm not sure.
Got a towel off.
He's fun.
That's the mob. Yeah. That's the mob. He'd sleep in a hotel with eight people.
Oh, my God.
No, Mike, he'd be in a hotel with eight people, but he wouldn't sleep. He'd all be right. saying, I got
free cider. Let me smell your
don't,
feet.
I don't want to leave this as the last call. Good. I will take a good call for the last call. Let's go to Josh in Washington. Is it Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
Washington State in Puyallup, Washington.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I made a golf reservation for us. We're doing the KISS Mini Golf on November 3rd. Is that going to work
Ooh.
For you?
So the KISS Mini Golf is in Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that we were just talking about it, Josh. I'm thinking about maybe doing like real golf, like where we might actually have a real course and stuff like that with me and three very fortunate benefactors.
Oh, no, I can't really golf.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're a mini golf guy? Well.
Only mini golf.
Well, maybe you can take some listeners out to mini golf. Maybe you take Kiki K out to mini golf.
Do they have a big
all the way?
Gene Simmons tongue that the ball rolls up into?
Sure. Yeah. And I'm not the KISS guy either. Josh, you know, I mean,
actually,
I do the Gene
are.
Simmons, you know, the power of the mini golf putter mysteriously made my pants fall to the floor. Anyway, thank you for the call. All right. And one of the most popular listeners in our audience, ladies and gentlemen, I was just in his digs, Paulie from Brooklyn.
Hey!
Paulie, I was just in Brooklyn and I went to a crappy breakfast place and I'm very disappointed.
You know, I know now how Luca Brasi feels when he's waiting for an audience with the Godfather, and he's like the last guy online for Connie's wedding.
I know. I understand.
My boss of bosses comes into my neighborhood. He takes a crappy Uber. I would have taken a friggin' sick day to pick you up at LaGuardia. What's the matter, eh?
I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry. It was all about my daughter. And but you know what? You should go over to the Village and see my daughter at the Brazen Fox and have a beer. And you know what? I'll tell her if you let me know you're going over there, the beer is on me. All right? The all one. Right. Not so.
And you missed out on Big Ziti and meatballs on Sunday. You and
look
your
at, look at that. Look at
hey.
That.
Yeah. See, I was at the airport by 11:30 noon, so that's it. But we went to a place, Paulie, that my daughter said I picked the place for breakfast, and it was. She said it was touristy, it was expensive, and we went to Junior's Diner, and I think I blew it, Paulie.
What,
I think
the cheesecake place?
Yeah, the cheesecake place.
He knows it.
Forget about it. It's a piece of crap.
Sorry. you're absolutely right.
I got two encounters for you, Neil Simon and Jackie Mason.
Oh, wow. Okay, share. Lay it on us. Go ahead.
Okay. Neil Simon can thank me that he had 20 more years of his life because I was driving down 57th Street and making a turn on Lexington, and the Mama Luke walked right in front of my bus.
Mama Luke.
So I honk the horn, and he's looking down, and he looks up to me, and he gives me the New York City salute. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. One finger. I know. Absolutely.
I got the finger. So now, Jackie Mason, same thing. Jackie Mason roams 57th Street in New York City just to be, it's Jackie Mason.
Right. Yeah. He likes to be seen.
Him one time. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I stop the bus. I come out. I go, Mr. Mason, can I take a picture? He goes, are you Sicilian? I go, no, I'm Italian. He goes, okay, I'll take a picture, but just don't throw me in the trunk of your car.
So, if you're keeping track, Jackie Mason, great encounter. Neil yes. Simon, not so much. Those are good New York stories,
like
Paulie.
Douchebag he is.
Thank you. That's Paulie from Brooklyn. We got to take a break.
Awesome.
That was a terrific Wide Open Wednesday. Yes. We appreciate all of your phone calls. We're going to take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. We'll talk about that Hurricane Florence, everybody. We'll be right back.
Las Vegas has it all. Lights, gambling, big time action, and on November 3rd, murder.
Murder.
More Broadcasting and Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s. An interactive live comedy whodunit that goes back in time. Saturday, November 3rd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos Corporate Center. Starring 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Eric Woodworth, Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, special guest star Mike O'Mara, and you. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com and at Die Laughing Productions. That's Back to the 80s. Saturday, November 3rd at 8 o'clock in the Zappos Corporate Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Murder has never been this funny.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Alex Papp. Hey, Northern California, are you renting? Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. You're going to love it. Analysts predict that interest rates are going to rise by the end of the year. So right now is the best time to buy, ladies and gentlemen. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. You can wake up, ladies and gentlemen, to find your dream home. How exactly. would you like that, huh? Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com, and he's ready to answer any questions you might have about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS. He absolutely does. Alexander is licensed in the entire state, ladies and gentlemen, but he focuses on Northern California. That's right, Northern California, because that's the best place to be. From Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between, that's a pro. Anyway, Alexander's wonderful. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 019-86031. Pronto Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex will receive a complimentary Rob Spiewak fruit cake.
Nice.
Thank you.
Bam.
There we are.
Nice.
The fingers fly like a keyboard.
You're crazy, man. Look at you. You're crazy. Woo! Crazy, man. Crazy.
Anyway, so, hey, thanks for those calls. That was a lot of fun. I'm Wide Open Wednesday. Next week, we'll probably get a chance to do it back. If I am in Florida next week,
I think you'll be there.
I'm not quite sure. Well, I mean, you fly around it, you fly over it. That's the way I'm kind of looking at things right now. Let me get it off my chest. It is a broken record. I understand that. I understand that you're sick of me saying this, but I have to say it anyway. Because we've been in South Florida through a few of these hurricanes, I watch the forecasts just to see the track and what sure. might happen, and they give the tropical updates. And right now, the tropical situation in the Gulf of Mexico and in Hawaii and everything—it's just there's so many of these storms, it's hard to even keep track of how many. We have the Lesser Antilles getting some. We have the Texas coast with some tropical development. We've got Florence that's bearing down on the eastern seaboard of the United States. It is kooky crazy out there. But I have to say, once again, I brought a local meteorologist on after Hurricane Irma last year, a gentleman by the name of Jim Farrell, who was a study in calm and information.
Calculated.
And
great guy.
This is, I need to say this to all of the Weather Channel meteorologists and the CNN meteorologists and whatever hype machine people are out there. I know you don't get a lot of TV time on CNN, but Chad Myers, who has just cemented his gig because he's so hypey. When you're looking at a hurricane and you're trying to get people information, you're not going to get the information out any more effectively by screaming and raising your voice and inducing panic. You're going to do, in fact, a better job if you're a broadcaster that says, now, right now, the way it looks, we're expecting a Category 2 or a Category 3. If you're living in the low-lying areas, get everybody out of there. But there's no need to get yourself. You come across as being delighted.
Yeah,
I don't know whether they're
true.
Aware of this. You come across Itty. As being excited, especially on the Weather Channel. There, you know, some of them are in control. You know, Cantori's made a career out of it, but he still gets a little giddy. You know, when you're giddily explaining,
Shoreline. Yeah. He keeps giddy in check because his guidepost is cool. He's got to be cool and he's got to be tough. So he'll never get truly giddy. He gets excited, but he's
you
not.
You know what also doesn't help? And I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's
Rob.
Fine.
Go ahead.
I don't get to log as much time as, quite frankly, the people that live in these areas have to deal with, because you're monitoring that all the time.
Yeah.
And if you, I also don't believe, especially with what has happened in Houston, that people, and I hope this is the case, are not taking this storm seriously. What is tough to watch on television, and I agree with you, Mike, is the graphics. The graphics that you see these headlines that say, escape now, move now, highway shut down on both sides. Like, it make it sound like it's the end of the world instead of, quite frankly, collectively, and I know this is a ratings game, and I know you want people to watch, but if you do it on that level, my thought is it's the same way I feel about breaking news on CNN. Everything that's breaking is the same headline.
You're talking about the cry wolf theory, and that you're absolutely right. And when you're talking about highways being shut down, what they do is it's great video to show both the northbound and southbound lanes of a highway going in one direction. They love that. But what they won't do for you is they won't spend some real time and say, by the way, if you're having trouble on this artery, there are some other. That would be real work. That would be real, real, real work, where they would say, listen, if you get into a situation, you can take alternate routes out of that. Here are the alternate routes. We'd rather have you use them. They don't do anything out of the box. Mm-hmm. All they really do. Now, Cantori, I will give him credit. He was talking this morning about bringing large-scale generators back into the Wilmington, North Carolina area, along with gasoline, to getting that in, because I got the distinct impression we were talking about a guy that maybe learned from Irma. What I talk to people about hurricanes, the number one problem with hurricanes after we dealt with Irma, and by the way, they're all different. What you're going to get on the Carolina coast is going to be much different from what we got in Florida. But you do have gasoline shortages. That was the biggest immediate problem next to the flooding. What scares me about this storm is the rainfall. That seems to me to be something that could be, you know, the coastline areas are going to get whacked if they get a 30-mile wide direct hit.
But you were talking about rain in a calm way. When you talk about rain, that's something that really I thought remarkable today, because the rain predictions they've got now, they're saying some areas 10 to 20 inches. Now, 10 inches of rain is crippling, but the fact that they can't even get it into a 10-inch range, I mean, that could be 10 additional inches of rain. So they really don't know what's coming and how they can handle it. It's scary.
I agree.
Also, I could be missing this, but I I sit here and we currently have, you know, where I live right now is like a flood zone, right?
Right. You're right by the river.
So when the storm was coming there, I've been fortunate enough to meet enough people in my life and have enough people in my life to say, this is how you stop water from coming in your door. Mm-hmm. This is what you can buy these little gel, sleeves that look like they're flat, but when water hits them, they expand.
Right.
Teach people about that stuff.
Yeah.
Teach people that if you can't find sandbags, this is another alternative. Like, yeah. Give them options.
And I think the point that we're all making, yes, in our own ways here is I just would really relish national media, Weather Channel, CNN, all of them, NBC, CBS, ABC. I would relish an opportunity to really provide information, but they don't do that.
No,
because they want to show the show.
A show.
They want to put the real people that aren't that are not you in harm's way. That's what they want to do. Whereas I've looked at it, and I've been through one of these. And when I was watching, I stopped watching network coverage when we were in the direct bullseye of Hurricane Irma, and I stopped watching it because I wasn't getting any valuable information. And it is it's such an opportunity for detailed information, mm-hmm, for an area that's going to get hit.
I'm not talking about
everywhere in the, but please tell people what they need to do.
There's a classic example on YouTube, and it goes back a couple of years, where a lady is doing a disastrous hurricane coverage, and she's on a road in a canoe doing her stand-up piece.
Right.
And then
very excited.
And then behind her, people walk by. The water she's in is 7 inches deep, but she wants to give the impression of total crisis.
Right.
And she looks like a total rube. But keep in mind, folks, that's what everyone's trying to do. They're trying to show you the most dynamic, disastrous, mm-hmm, footage to whip you into a frenzy and make you stay glued to your television.
That's it. And look, I think that when you're talking about hyping a hurricane that has the potential of being a Cat 3, Cat 4, Cat 2, you want people to evacuate. You want them to take it seriously. You want them to be aware of the potential of storm surge and massive flooding and rainwater. But after you get that initial warning and hype and the graphics that are just, what you want to do is get people the right information, get, mm-hmm, people clear, calm information.
And what's
and
the
by
secret?
The way, can
the
I say one thing? Sorry, CNN, this just for CNN. Guys, okay, you got to turn off the Trump show. You have to turn off the Trump show for a while when there's a major hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You turn off the Trump show. I know he's still doing fist pumps at memorials for 9/11. I know he's doing silly stuff. I know he's talking about Puerto Rico being a success when almost 3,000 people died. I know he's still doing his stupid stuff. But turn him off for a second, because you do have a potential major natural disaster that's going to hit the East Coast. And it's so frustrating, because I'm trying to get the information. I don't know my contacts down in the Carolinas to watch local news like I do. You know, I should probably put on my local Florida place.
They probably do.
Wink News down in Florida probably do a better job telling us what's going to happen. So for our listeners, and we have tons of them.
Yes, we do.
And I have personal friends in Myrtle Beach, and I have in the Wilmington area.
Outer Banks.
And the Outer Banks. I know that's one of your other radio, mm-hmm, partners. Favorite places in the whole wide world. Please just give information and take a breath. When you get excited, it's so distasteful to me. I know I'm a broken record on it, but I cannot stand that.
Anytime you have to do an evacuation of anything, a building or a plane or anything,
or yourself,
the secret is calm. Calmly remove yourself.
Yeah, if they're trying to evacuate a plane, if they're trying to, or a boat or whatever.
Yeah,
you have to remain
calm. That's the most effective way. Just take a page from that. Calmly give us our information. If we have to leave the state, let's do it in a calm manner, mm-hmm, and we'll all survive.
We have another call. This guy's been waiting for a while. New Freedom, Pennsylvania. I thought we were done with Wide Open Wednesday. We'll take your call. What's happening, Preston?
Hey, not a whole lot. Sorry if I'm late, but I wanted to come back and I wanted to implement your point on this, because I understand you guys are in a state of emergency, I think, from the hurricane. I just wanted to think about you guys and everyone. I have my friend's cousin's in Charleston, so I've been thinking about her, and she's actually going to Jacksonville to visit her son for the time being.
Preston, what's great, and I'm happy you called today. If you don't mind, Mike, I'll take this. You're blind, right? Just to confirm, I want to make sure that we've got the right caller.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, that guy does volunteer work at the library.
Perfect, yes, perfect. Right, you work with the shredder, yes. I'll say this. It sounds like you've been listening to the hype that, yes, Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. isn't under a state of emergency, but while we may get some rain, it's nowhere near what's happening in South Carolina, North Carolina. And since you can't see a map.
Parts of Southern Virginia.
Southern Virginia, yes, yes.
Can get devastating rain.
Gloucester, Virginia.
That's what
you gotta watch
out. If you want to pick something that I'm, you know, based on forecasts,
yes.
And you never know. But if you want to pick something that worries me, when I see those numbers, as Rob was mentioning at the beginning of this discussion, that does, that appears terrifying. When I remembered Hurricane Irma, it was the winds were horrible. It was scary to, you know, to be part of that. The loss of buildings, the loss of trees. But I'll tell you something. What I watched for months afterwards were all of the materials coming out of people's houses mm-hmm. being put on the street that mm-hmm. were destroyed in the flood and mm-hmm. homes that were destroyed
water.
In the flood. So the rainwater is very, very scary. Preston, thank you very much for your good words. We appreciate that. It is a scary situation.
Yes.
But for
D.C., like, I went to the hardware show yesterday, and everybody was buying flood material. And I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Did you watch the forecast? We had a worse storm yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
I don't mind them saying, you know, hey, be aware, you know, watch out. What I can't get away from watching these reporters that seem excited. Like, it's like they're giddy
yep.
about it.
And mm-hmm.
I just wish somebody would sit them all down. I've been lobbying against this for years.
Well, the same with snowstorms, same with record heat. We've got a guy on Channel 5 here that says, maybe if the clouds break up, we can have the hottest day since 1997. I don't want to say, buddy, not a victory. It's not something to root for.
It's stroke season.
Yeah,
I know. It's crazy. Rainwater is
scary.
What terrifies me, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, where was it in Baltimore, the suburb of
Ellicott
Baltimore?
City.
Ellicott City.
Yeah.
Where a few thunderstorms came through. And look what happened there.
Ruined the towns again.
You know, and this is the stuff. Look, you can talk about storm surge and rise of sea level and cities that are by the sea, like New York and Miami and Boston. But when you talk about what I really think I'm seeing in this global warming world, as the planet and the oceans warm,
mm-hmm.
what I think I'm seeing more consistently, and we proved it with the storm that came to Texas last year. Harvey.
That's right.
You're seeing these systems park and dump insane amounts of rainfall. You don't need a storm surge for that.
No.
It's you know, it's really, really weird. And you're talking about, at least the models I'm seeing, this is going to be a Cat 2, but it's going to hang out as a Cat 2.
Right.
That's weird stuff. We got a Cat 2 as Irma. I saw the destruction of what we had there.
Scary.
And I just want more information and less of the giddiness. That's all I want.
Also,
God, I wish
where
I could give everybody
is
Jim Farrell.
Give me our EMP for these hurricanes? Where is it? Somebody should develop it. You drop it right in the middle of the eye of that big eye wall, and it completely changes the atmosphere. Like a nuke in the middle of the sky that breaks up those clouds.
Well, I think that's what Space Force is going to do.
Space Force.
You're not kidding. It'll happen in our lifetime.
Space Force. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens. And our thoughts are with everybody down there, including, our good friend Katie Powers, who's hopefully this thing doesn't go further south, because it's taken, they say now, a little left-hand turn. But we're not meteorologists. We just play them on TV. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines. And getting to the top, now airing on ESP Fan.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love it.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace. Now, Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. I bet you can't imagine fitting anything else into your busy schedule. With Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, or just chat about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. And you talk with the same therapist every time. That's about trust. That's about getting the right person that's simpatico with you. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to, someone who is trained to listen and to help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life's challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's the code TMOS and Talkspace.com. Start feeling better today. We welcome them. They're doing a lot of good. And really, it's a terrific, terrific business. And we're very happy about that.
I want to ask Oscar, because I had an encounter with Toddy yesterday as well. And I want to know what happened with Toddy. Because yesterday after the show, Toddy's internship wound up last week, I guess.
Yes.
And I was writing, as I often do for interns, a letter of recommendation so he can go out and shop himself and get himself a good job. And I'm writing the letter of recommendation. And I think in my head, I'm hearing his voice. I said, must just be because I'm writing about him, because his internship is over. And I just keep hearing it sort of echoing through my head. And then Pony is next to me editing the show, and he takes off his headphones. He says, do I hear Toddy?
It was like a ghost.
And I said, yeah, I think I do too. It might not just
Where
be
was
me.
He?
He was standing in the lobby.
Okay.
Okay. And so he shows up unannounced. But the thing is that it's almost like Beetlejuice. You write about him on the computer and he right. shows up.
Oh, Toddy.
Toddy, Toddy, Toddy.
Toddy, Toddy.
Toddy is welcome here anytime.
And we've told him this. Yeah. Yes.
The one thing that Toddy, I think, will grow into as a young professional in broadcasting is personal space.
Yep.
Now, Toddy has
social cues.
He has a wonderful energy about him when he is working on something that has to do with the show.
Yeah.
That same energy that's on the brink of genius yet serial killer.
Yeah.
Is not received in the same vein and same way that the show receives that energy.
Right.
Because when that energy is put upon a stranger, it's a fight or flight syndrome.
He has a tendency to seem horrifyingly focused.
Yes. So
that's interesting. See, I mean, it's so you guys are doing a pretty good job articulating this, but I'm trying to figure out what's freaking you out about.
Okay.
Well, you've horrifyingly heard focused. You've heard his promos. A lot of yes. times when he talks, he sounds threatening. Even if he's saying something nice.
Like, he's the captain now.
It yeah. took me at least 10 minutes to coach him down to that level yeah. of aggression.
So
I don't understand. But I'm trying to.
Okay,
I'm trying
so to. Imagine
he
that.
He scares you.
No, he is. His level of enthusiasm could be misunderstood at times.
Yes.
As aggression. You know, we've all right. met people who are like, are you mad at right. me or yeah. are you into this?
Yeah.
Like, one or the other.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it's a trait that many New Yorkers have.
They're given, yeah, you're right.
That's a bingo.
There are given days here when we have certain talent. I will stop talking about the days because, quite frankly, we need a security door at this point.
Right.
And he, yesterday was a day that Mr. Travis Thomas and Mr. Santana Moss were doing the Santana Moss show.
You were telling us a long time ago that Toddy kind of stalked them a little bit.
Stage 5 Klinger big fan.
Stared like was yeah. just super into it.
Sidebar, okay. Oscar. Any chance that it was an accident that Toddy returns on the day that Santana Moss
We
takes?
Are getting to that.
Okay.
Mike, how many times have you told a young buck broadcaster when you're a young man and said, hey, connect with me. If you want advice, you're asking for it, we'll talk.
Right.
We'll get together. Now, Travis Thomas, who's on NBC4, he's on WJFK as well, or The Fan now, he has a solid broadcasting career. He has a wonderful, wonderful on-air and producing context to share with a young broadcaster.
He also is the sort of the anchor of the Santana Moss show
yes.
and does a great job making that show happen.
So Toddy somehow connected with Travis Thomas while he was doing his internship.
I think I know where this is going.
And and know this. Toddy has the same, I guess, his gait, the way he walks into a room, and the way that his he meanders through the studio or podcast village as Kramer from Seinfeld.
He makes an entrance.
He makes an entrance.
So he's a little awkward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In the middle of the pre-show meeting, they're about to go in studio, and boom, he busts through the front door. And Toddy's like, I have an appointment with Travis Thomas.
Oh, no.
And I said, Travis just stepped out of went to the little podcaster's room. You can talk to him after the show if that's the case.
Yeah.
That's your cue to go in the back and edit a file or say hello to the gang.
Right.
Right.
He stands not less than 6 inches, if that's what it was, next to Santana Moss. That's where he posts up.
Like a lamp.
Like a lamp.
Right.
Saying nothing, and we continue with the meeting, and I'm like, please, baby Jesus. Please, baby Jesus, pivot, turn around, and walk to the back.
And he didn't.
He does not move.
so you had to be mean to him.
No, I wasn't mean to him. I was like, I was a deer in headlights. I was like, how many times do I have to give him the hook like the clown on the polo?
Right.
Haven't you had to physically kind of move him?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the whole like turn around.
Touch him by the shoulder
and
say, please go this way and do all that. Did you have to do that again?
Rob Ford stepped up to the plate.
Attaboy, Robbie.
And sweeped him off the stage.
Oh, Rob Ford can put him in his pocket. Yes. That's exciting.
Yeah, they look like a semicolon together.
So, you're going to need to get out of here. Get the hell out of here right now.
Use your head. Social cues.
This is terrible.
We get past that awkward moment. Travis comes back into our main area. Toddy runs out from the back like he's been hiding out behind a potted plant and says, I'm here. And I said, first of all, his backpack is still on. His backpack has not been pulled off.
Let me tell you how he passed the time, just so you know, because this is when I had my quality Toddy time. I said, Toddy, good to see you.
You're in the back.
I'm writing your letter of recommendation right now. At that point, he might as well have put his chin on my shoulder because he's reading what I'm writing. And
it
sounds
so lovable.
I'm not a wicked fast typist, but I'm very direct in what I wanted to say. I said, Toddy, I said, I'm currently writing it, but I promise you this. When it's done, I'm going to give you a copy. Have a seat. And so he sits down with headphones, backpack on, and begins to watch NFL highlights. Now, here's something young broadcasters should know. When you have headphones on, and if you talk to yourself, you're going to talk louder because you don't hear yourself because you have headphones on.
That was a great play.
So for the next 35 minutes, I'm hearing...
That's a great play.
That and no. Oh, I can't believe. Oh, and then a lot of times it was just.
He likes the NFL.
A lot of times it was
he's
just.
Big fan.
Ah. And I said, I got to finish this. I did not mention that in the
letter. We're running out of time. How did the day end?
He comes back out.
So the show starts. You're not going to bust through the studio door, are you? I'm sitting in the back. The production is going along. The team is producing the show. And out of the blue, because I guess Toddy had thought that I had left and the team had left, he runs to the studio door and like the old Garfield that had the suction cups.
Yeah, like looking at a car window.
Puts his hands on
the window, fingerprints and all, face pressed up against the glass while someone's doing a show. I had to go wrangle him. I said, Toddy, I love you, and you're welcome anytime, but you can't do the Garfield when people are doing the show. Please go sit down. I'll make sure Travis doesn't leave. He knows he's going to talk to you, but for God's sake, no one is trying to skirt you today.
Did Travis finally get in touch with him?
After the show, he took him out and talked to him.
That's wonderful.
Right?
See, Toddy got his wish.
Yes.
Socially incorrect Toddy got his wish. That's wonderful.
Socially incorrect NFL enthusiast Toddy.
That's right.
When did being awkward become like a winning trait? He's so lovable, it's so hard to say no to him.
It is.
A lot of times when you guys will be talking about these wonderful interns that come through our studio doors at Podcast Village, I envy you guys that you get a chance to interact with all these wonderful, brilliant young kids. This is not one of those days. I'm not jealous one little bit.
Well, I remember what it was after he met with Travis. Toddy came up to me and said, I am the producer now.
I didn't think I'd handle old Toddy if I was in the studio. You think I'd be as kind?
I think there would be a lack of eye contact codicil raised. I think.
Wow.
There'd be some rules.
Dan Snyder codicil. That's amazing. That's incredible. Oh, Toddy, we love you. Safe travels.
The best.
Don't come back. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. We'll take
any
a break.
Any day but
come
Tuesday.
Back. Yes, you may not need. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. And nothing gets me.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Extra, extra, read all about it. Actually, there's no need to read. Just listen. Speaking of extra... God, that's a schizophrenic beginning. Extra is good, right? Extra Texture is a great George Harrison LP. Pizza is better with extra cheese. And the dazzling Mario Lopez hosts one of the best TV shows ever, and it's called, appropriately enough, Extra.
Yes, this is true.
So if you love Extra, why not treat yourself to some extra TMOS? The Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. It's a sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just pennies a day. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that's extra good. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes an extra great gift. Spread some extra cheer. Bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. Plus, you get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and thank you with extra sugar on top.
News!
Boo! Extra! Billie Jean King thinks Serena Williams was justified when she blew up at the chair umpire at the U.S. Open last weekend. But not everyone in the tennis world agrees. Martina Navratilova wrote an editorial for the New York Times, and she said that even if male athletes get away with tantrums like that, it's still wrong. Here's what she says, quote, "I don't believe it's a good idea to apply a standard of if men can get away with it, women should be able to, too." I kind of might agree with Martina on that. She goes on, "I think the question we have to ask ourselves is this. What is the right way to behave to honor our sport and to respect our opponents?" Martina said that focusing on sexism is missing the point, and said that if she would have acted that way on the court, she would have expected the punishment Serena got. Mary Carrillo says that Serena occasionally acts like a bully. I could see a little of that when she was saying, apologize. She also suggested that the pressure got to her and that she should have understood that the rules dictated her punishment. If Serena had won, she would have tied Margaret Court's record of 24 Grand Slam singles titles. And that's the pressure that Mary is talking about. So a lot of people feel differently.
Well, wouldn't you say that also that being a bully, not in sort of social context, but in the sporting world, being a bully is a trait that helps you advance? It's intimidation.
Sometimes. Yeah. Eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Rawr. Absolutely. Thank you, Oscar. Rawr.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, boy.
Rob's God.
Oh,
Paul
my
McCartney
God.
Gave an extremely revealing interview to GQ in which he told some Beatles sex stories that you've probably never heard. Oscar, we do not need the pantomime.
Oh,
thank you very much. He says, quote, "They were over at John Lennon's house, and it was just a group of them. And instead of just getting roaring drunk and partying, they were all just in these chairs, and the lights were out, and somebody started enjoying themselves,
sure,
you know, with that self way. They started shouting the names of people then that might help them keep going." Quote from Paul, "We were just Brigitte Bardot, woo! And then everyone would thrash a bit more. But then Lennon killed the mood by bringing up Winston Churchill."
That makes me laugh because when the age when they did that, Churchill was almost still kind of in the picture.
Probably.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good reference.
Paul admits it sounds raunchy when you think about it, but he adds, quote, "It was good, harmless fun. It didn't hurt anyone, not even Brigitte Bardot."
Now, can I?
There we go.
May I have a comment here?
Because I heard the story a different way.
Okay, what? How did you hear?
I heard that they were, you know, doing this,
like to each other.
No, like they were just doing it in the same room.
They were. What I just said. The lights were off. I tried to soften it because it's a broadcast.
Okay,
they weren't trying to soften it.
Stop it. They were the lights were out, and then one of them started, and then the rest of them started joining in.
Why isn't anyone else kind of, in my eyes, just being like, all right, if you heard that New Kids on the Block were doing this, this would be an outrage.
Look, I think that because it's the Beatles and it's 150 years ago, that's probably,
I would say, it's
softening
even
the blow a little bit.
It's a bigger deal. It's not a bigger deal, quite frankly. It's not about the sexuality of it. It's that back then, even men at that point, if they were caught, even then, it wasn't as open as, you know, I guess being gay or being straight is a bigger issue. It was a bigger issue back then.
They were men. I think they were boys. sexual exploration.
Your palm vibration is getting better as
Paul,
the story goes on.
I never sat around.
It's the way you're holding your mouth.
In my early 20s with my boys and said, hey, we're bored. Let's throw out names and then do that while we're all hanging out in the same room.
Hey, Chad, drab t-shirt. Let's turn the lights off. Shall we take the lights off right now and maybe try to do it simultaneously?
Where's Adrian then?
He did something weird a couple weeks ago, so maybe I should take all of that.
If Chad Dukes was going to do that, they'd have to have a live show.
Now, tickets on sale now. The thing about this that troubles me the most, and you bring up valid points there, Oscar, but let's look at it
big
picture.
Your hero is a pervert.
No, here's the big picture. It troubles me that now he's got an album to sell. It dropped last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's doing an interview where he really feels he has to be sensational to sell the album.
You're right. I think and, you're absolutely
tell the
truth.
And you know what? Paul, you already have all the money. You have all the money.
Elsewhere in the interview, Paul admits he once got himself two hookers at once in Vegas.
Oh, who hasn't?
Which was, quote, as he puts it, the closest I've ever come to an orgy. The closest I've ever
Isn't
come.
Isn't that considered an orgy?
To an orgy. Technically. If the three of them, it's probably a bit of an orgy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you need four.
Ginger arrives, then a half an hour later, Penelope. She showed up, and we had two hookers and me.
Did he specify if they were woman hookers?
Not sure. Then we all sat in chairs in the dark. Spanky wanky.
It was raunchy.
He also recalls applauding George Harrison when he lost his virginity. Mm. And he also recalls a time when John Lennon, slept with a married woman while her husband watched.
Oh.
That ought to sell me some albums. Okay, ready? Are you ready for a celebrity update?
Yes.
Please. Guess there's Catherine has seen celebrities, James Franco, Marv Albert, but she only hung out with one. Not really celebrity, but someone who is extremely close to a celebrity. Would you like to know the lady that Catherine spent an afternoon chatting with?
Yes.
In New York?
What?
I'll give you a hint. It's related to the last person we were talking about.
Oh.
Was it Stella McCartney?
No.
Yoko.
No, but similar on that count.
Mrs. Right. George Harrison? Olivia Harrison?
She spent an afternoon with Heather Mills.
Oh,
hanging out with Helen, the lady that's Peg Leg. Yes, that's what she did.
Wow, that's really cool. How did that happen?
Came into the bar. Came in the bar and Catherine got off, and they hung out afterwards, and and chatted, and that's what
you know.
Catherine
when she was still with Paul McCartney, 1 year for Christmas, he got her a new prosthetic leg, and she said, "You really, really shouldn't have." He says, "Don't worry, it's just a stocking stuffer."
Rob.
He has his days.
It's like his
he?
Wheelhouse.
He has his days.
It's like Beatles
He has his days. The perfect opportunity. Those jokes only work when it comes up in regular.
You'd
never have a chance to tell that joke again. You'll never have another chance to tell that joke.
No. Perfect storm.
Thank you. Mark Wahlberg. Adirondack chair. Mark Wahlberg shared the details of his daily schedule with his Instagram followers, and it's definitely interesting. Man, you can tell why this guy looks the way he looks. Mm-hmm. Listen to his typical daily schedule. You got to admire this. It begins when he wakes up at 2:30 a.m. Then he has some time blocked off for prayer. I guess that's prayer, meditation. I think he's very Catholic. Yeah. He is so Catholic.
That's true.
By 3:15, he's having breakfast. His first workout is scheduled for 3:40 to 5:15 a.m. Middle of the night, he's working out. Okay. I remember when I was doing morning shows and getting up at 3:30. I was not working out. I was going, it's cold out. Anyway, then he showers. At 7:30, he plays golf. This is the one part that got a little odd for me. At 7:30, he plays golf. And
every
at
day?
8 o'clock, he says, then at 9:30, he does cryo chamber recovery. He said he has a snack at 8 o'clock. So he's on the golf course, has a snack while playing golf. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
But it's interesting. 9:30, he says he does cryo chamber recovery. What is that, like freezing or something like that?
So athletes now will either get a cryo chamber, though you'll have one in your high-end gym. So essentially it's a blast of cold air to stop what is, and again, I'm going to get a bunch of emails about this, but you get sore after a huge workout. The blast of cold air will stop, I guess, that blood from getting sore and the muscles from getting sore.
Okay.
It'll ease it.
Then at 10:30, he has another stack. At 11:30, he does some combination of family time, meetings, and work calls. That seems like a complicated balance. At 1 p.m., he has lunch, which is late, considering it's a 10 and a half hours after he gets up. Apparently, that's why he needs all those snacks. At 2 p.m., he has more meetings and work calls. At 3, he picks up the kids from school. At 3:30, he has another snack. At 4 o'clock, he does a second one-hour workout. Then he showers again. He has dinner and the family time at 5:30 p.m., followed by 7:30 bedtime. Which means he doesn't even make it to primetime TV. That's what he does. So
and he's still only getting 7 hours of sleep a night.
That's a
stunning. That's more. I had four last night. He's healthier than we are.
That's right.
But you know what? If even part of that's true, what a grueling schedule. But I guess if you go to bed at 7:30, your body.
My schedule is very similar in the snacking. Our snacks match up.
Mike, I saw that his reality
Rob's
show.
Rob's cryo workout is opening his freezer at his house.
Look, hot dogs.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, if you're coming to Las Vegas, I'm going to be fat.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Maddie liked that.
Just briefly, Wahlberg has Wahlburgers, that reality show.
Yes.
Right.
There isn't an episode, quite frankly, that he's not saying no to food, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because he's in that great of shape at that age. He will not have one chicken finger. He will not have one fry. He is a machine.
I know. It's amazing. Prick. Anyway, moving right along. Today is National Video Games Day, and a new survey asked people to name the best video games franchise of all time. I'll get through this quickly. Almost 50% of people in the survey voted for the Super Mario Brothers franchise. People could vote for multiple games. Here we go. Number 10, Crash Bandicoot. Anyone?
Yes, I love it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9, Halo. Number 8, Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Sonic the Hedgehog. Number 6, Zelda. Number 5, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Hello, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Paul McCartney. Hello, Pokemon. Let's sit in the chair in the dark. Number 4, Grand Theft Auto. Number 3, Donkey Kong. Number 2, Call of Duty.
Duty.
And there's your number 1, Super Mario Brothers.
Disappointed that
Pac-Man
Santana
dressed as a super.
How did Pac-Man not make the top 10?
Pac-Man sucks.
You suck.
Moving right on. And now a little something, boys. Thank you. Thank you very much. There's a 34-year-old guy named Adam. I don't know what medication you are on today, but whatever it is, keep the dosage
right where
it is.
We're leveling
please.
Off. Okay.
There's a 34-year-old guy named Adam Vienz from Thompson, Connecticut. Grew up in a neighborhood with a guy named Vienz.
Really?
From my street, and it's in Connecticut. Over the summer, he decided he was going to pretend to be a cop. He wound up talking to a 47-year-old guy named Keith Barnes, who was facing an impaired driving charge. And Adam told Keith he was a state trooper who was out on disability, and he offered to clear the charge. He only wanted a small thing in return, some beers and a shrimp cocktail. Dream big, kids. Anyway,
nice pairing.
The whole thing was super suspicious, so Keith wound up calling the real cops to tell him what was going on. And on Monday, they arrested Adam for impersonating a police officer. And I personally am hoping that I can work shellfish into news you might not need for the rest of the week. Thank you. Shellfish equals funny. That's all I have to say about this particular story. We are running late. We will take a break and come back with a very abbreviated audio vault
from
Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. 2, 3...
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions with Mike O'Mara and Chris Frakes.
Hey, it's Chris Frakes with Political Persuasions. This week, White House aides cop to working to derail the president's worst impulses. Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue, and I read your mail. Chris Frakes and Mike O'Mara, Political Persuasions, tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Rob, let's turn the music down a little bit here for just a second.
Also, it's Mike O'Mara and Chris Frakes.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mike is top billing.
What did he say?
He said it's Chris Frakes and Mike O'Mara at the end of that.
You know, let him have it. Let him have his moment.
Don't start controversy. No,
listen, when people listen to the show, they're going to know who's in charge.
Hey, shut the hell up. I got a commercial to read here.
Okay.
All right,
go. Okay.
If you listen to me, if you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we've added an extra special treat. Attention! Attention! Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show, Back to the 80s. A hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year time capsule, and murder.
Murder!
That's right, everybody.
Murder.
Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel, More Broadcasting's Robert and Joe Robinson. Plus, onstage guests Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. But the real star of the show is you.
Yeah, he chose
Select
you.
Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Rob Spiewak with your girl voice. How exciting is this show?
I'm delighted. I can't wait. I bought an extra ticket and I'm bringing a friend.
November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come hang with us and make this weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. See you November 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada, everybody. Everybody.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is September 12th. My wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Congrats.
Yes.
If I may. 15 years. We have been roughly 15 years together. It is our ninth wedding anniversary. Next year, the big 10. And I just want to say, I love you, Carla. I was going to do a whole bit around writing one of those anniversary posts that you see the men do all the time.
Men,
you know,
men,
9 years ago, this lady came into my life and actually changed it. I can't believe where I was, but honey, it's been a great, I do it all over. There are so
attack.
Many, for anniversaries, there are so many cliches that I didn't want to go there. And I was terrified, especially when Carla posted this beautiful little thing about our anniversary to me. I was terrified that if I wrote something like that, and I tried to go the opposite way and go with comedy, that it would bounce back to her.
Yes.
You know, and I was so tempted. She wrote a very nice 9 years. It was wonderful. He's the light of my life. And I was going to, I was going to write like you two, but I didn't write that because I thought it would.
What if you clicked, instead of clicking like, did the one with a teardrop? Or angry. One of the funniest subtle things that my buddy Brad does is he will do inappropriate reaction emojis
to a post.
Like if there's like something like an anniversary, he'll post
that's
angry. Just, there's no why that should make you angry. Anyway, America at crisis. The hurricane is bearing down. There's really, really crisis in the offing. Friday could go very bad, but here's why we're going to be okay. When things are going bad, if you have a wise leader in place.
Yes.
Someone who can govern you through it, everything is going to be okay. And our president, he tried to explain and put the hurricane in context yesterday to calm people. Here is our president.
They haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years, maybe ever. It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
It's tremendously wet.
It's like he was with Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Just one more time.
Why do we have to ask anymore?
When you panic, when you think it can get no worse, just remember this.
Tremendously big and tremendously wet.
It's wet.
It's tremendously big.
That's what rain will do.
It's the vocabulary of a toddler.
That's true.
It truly is. And you wonder about that vocabulary getting through Wharton School of Business.
Yeah.
You really wonder about that. I always think about that when I hear him speak.
Actually, I saw his diploma from Wharton. It said, Donald J. Trump did good.
Knowledge is good.
Knowledge is good.
Paper.
Jeopardy came back. You know, I forget we're at the beginning. You know, since they don't really do the fall season anymore, all the shows come out when they come out. We're in the middle of where the season premiere. It's the 35th season of Jeopardy. Do you realize that? 35 years with Alex.
Still doing it. Still
doing
it. Done.
And he surprised everyone yesterday because when Johnny Gilbert brought him out, Alex Trebek had a beard.
No need to inquire how I spent my summer vacation. Because so many of you people asked about it, I decided to regrow my mustache. But as you can see, things got a little out of hand. These hairs kept attracting friends. Whether I keep it or not depends on you. So go to our Jeopardy Facebook or Instagram pages and let us know how you feel. Hopefully it won't be a distraction for our players.
He looks pretty good, but before you run and vote, know this. TMZ reported it's already gone.
Oh, they voted it off?
Yeah.
Bunch
really?
Of jerks.
Yeah, but anyway, it's cool. You can change. You'll have it for a few more weeks. Let's say you live in Long Island and you get off a bus and there's a isolated vending machine and it says on it, pens.
Okay.
$2 vending machine for pens. So you go and you buy the pen and out comes a plastic tube. And sure, there is a plastic tube and an ink cartridge, but it's not a pen. It's a crack pipe. In Long Island, now they're selling crack pipes for $2 out of a vending machine.
Money's in there. That's what we get.
It's a crack pipe.
We've been here for 3 years. We've never had any problems, and now this. So it's pretty disgusting.
Did you see anyone actually using it?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of people using it.
I wanted the community to see what was going on and try to get rid of it as quick as possible, because that's actually a bad area for drugs.
Obviously, it's not illegal to sell a pen. To sell a pipe is not illegal. However, this is considered drug paraphernalia, and it also is being dispensed from a machine that was installed illegally per town code.
See, that's the thing. The only thing that's illegal is that they are not allowed to have a vending machine. It can be a crack pipe.
Town
that's
code. Funny.
Town code.
I love it.
It's
town
like
code.
Getting,
thank you.
It's like getting Al Capone for tax evasion. But it's so funny because in the middle of like a grassy field, there's just a machine that says pens.
Crack pipe.
No,
pens.
PNS.
Yeah. Well, the people that smoke crack know it's not a pen.
Exactly. It's pens with a wink, huh?
Pen with a five.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I saw Alex Trebek there. He was with a beard, but I still recognized him.
Very good.
Let's close with this. Seth Meyers, they're talking about a whole bunch of stuff, keeping things honest at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep it honest. Oh, before that, I also want to remind you.
Tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Oh, Seth.
Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said yesterday that the White House is not considering conducting lie detector tests to uncover the author of the anonymous op-ed published in the New York Times. Because putting a lie detector in the White House would be like putting a smoke detector in Willie Nelson's dressing room.
True. True. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful phone calls. We'll try to start a little earlier next week for Wide Open Wednesday. We appreciate that. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32, 101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo!